On Mondays, we talk about technology, and today, turning your voicemail into email. It's a service being tested on the telephone of technology writer Mario Armstrong.
Your message will be transcribed by simulscribe.com. Please speak slowly and clearly.
Hi. I want to leave a message here for Mario Armstrong. Mario, I want to find out a little bit more about this software that supposedly transcribes your voicemail messages so you can read it on a computer or on your phone like a text message. Why don't you just give me a call back and we can talk a little bit about that. And by the way, I hope you got through the snowstorm okay the last few days. And hasta luego. Well, we've gone to another line and we've found Mario Armstrong. Mario, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Steve.
Now, I guess we're going to wait for the system. What's it called? Simulscribe?
Yeah, there's two different systems that are out there. This one is in the U.S. right now. It's called Simulscribe. There's another one out of the U.K. that's called Spinvox. This is a voicemail system that will transcribe all of the voicemail messages that you receive and make them available in text form, either on your favorite PDA, your cell phone, your email, or on the web.
How much does this service cost?
The service right now is running about $10 a month, and that looks like it gives you 40 messages each month that you could have transcribed.
We've given a couple minutes here to see if this voicemail message has actually been transcribed. It asked me to speak slowly and clearly. I did that at the beginning, and then I got a little unfair toward the end. I sped up, and I even threw in a tiny bit of Spanish. So how did it do?
I'm going to click on this one that came in.
Hi. I want to leave a message here for Mario Armstrong. Mario, I want to find out a little bit more about this software.
Now, what you just heard was the actual voice, your voice, that you sent on my voicemail. But now let's see how accurate this is.
Like a text message.
Now, as I'm listening to it, I'm looking at the written message. So far, 100% accurate.
Hasta luego.
Okay, so everything was fine, except it spelled hasta luego as hasta, H-A-S-T-A-L-E-G-A.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Oh, that's very impressive.
Now, I also have other messages in here from your producer, Jessica, who, in her New York accent, her New York style, and it does say inaudible in a certain point. It has in parentheses in the middle of the message, it says inaudible, and then in another section, it has in parentheses garbled. So something there she was trying to say didn't quite come through the transcription.
Why would I want to pay anything for this service?
You know, this is one of those things where I'm wondering, is there a problem that we're trying to force a solution for here? What I come down to is a few applications. I mean, I don't know about you, Steve, but voicemail does have its frustrating moments.
Oh, yeah.
You're forced to listen to every single message to get to the one that really may have meant all the world to you for that day.
Now I can scroll through 10 messages and it might take me 15 seconds.
Might take you 15 seconds. You can actually see where the messages are coming from. So you can visually scan and say, oh, you know, these five numbers, let me jump down to this eighth number. That's very important.
One last question, Mario Armstrong. A couple of small companies are putting out this service. Why are big companies not jumping on this?
You know, this is a great question. And I believe that they may be, quite frankly, just sitting back and letting these couple of companies see if there becomes a demand for it and then just invite them to the party and say, hey, we'd like to swallow up your service.
Mario Armstrong is a freelance tech writer who tinkers with new technologies for NPR News. Mario, good to talk with you again.
It's my pleasure, and I have fun tinkering for you guys, Steve.
Well, leave us a message anytime.